Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Etshel. We're now on Masechet Bechorot, Daf Tet Vav Amud Aleph. About to take a look at the third Mishnah in this, the second parak, and as promised, we'll go back and take a look at that Mishnah. We noted that in opposition to the second Mishnah, we're talking about a case where the animal was hekdesh first, was mukdash first, and then developed a mum. Kol shekadam hekdeshan et muman, o mum over la hekdeshan, ulachar mikan nolad mai mum kavo, or it had a temporary mum before hekdesh, but that would not interfere, and then after the hekdesh had developed a proper full mum, v'niftu, and then they were redeemed, p'turim na b'choram na matanot, they're exempt, even though they're redeemed, they do not become chulin, and therefore cannot be sheared or worked with. Uvladan v'chalavan asur, their offspring and the milk is asur, lachar pidyonan. V'ashochtan b'chutz chayav. If you shech them outside, you are chayav. That's a little bit strange because they are balimum. We'll see what this case is. V'osin tmurav imetu ikaveru. They can still generate tmura and they have to be buried if they die. Okay, let's take a look. In the Gemara, Menahan Emili, what's the source for Bechor and Maaser still being exempt even though they're balimum? Detan Rabbanan. Tzvi, the Torah compares psulei mukdashin, proper psulei mukdashin, which means they were mukdash when they were pure, when they're tamim, without a blemish, and then a mum developed, compares it to a tzvi. Ma tzvi patur min habechora, psulei mukdashin patur min habechora. So just like a tzvi, there is no din of bechora, it only applies to behema. Similarly, psulei mukdashin. So the Torah compares a psulei mukdashin, an animal that was hektish and developed a mum, to a korban that developed a mum, to a tzvi va'ayal. In a couple minutes why we would think first to exclude Bechora and then Matanot. Therefore it also compares it to an Ayal, a gazelle, Ma Ayal, Patumana Bechora, Umina Matanot, because again Matanot only come from Shor Vaseh. Apsule Muktashim, Turina Bechora, Umina Matanot. Similarly. Now, Imatsviva Ayal Chalban Mutar, so then if you're going to compare it to a Chaya and say, Shor Psule Muktashin is like a Chaya, then you could eat its fat. Apsule Muktashin, Chalban Mutar, and we wouldn't consider that. Talmud Lomar, Ach. You see the first word in the Pasuk is Ach, and Ach is always Chilek, meaning this comparison is only somewhat, valid. Now, Amamar, let's take a look at this. Otsia, Niyat Bechor, Velo Otsia Tamatanot, Maishna. Why would I think to exclude Psule Muktashin from Bechor, but not from Matanot? Otsiyat Bechor, She'en Shaveh Bakol, because Bechor only applies to males. Otsiyat Matanot, Shaveh Bakol, because that applies to males and females. In other words, Bechor is more of a singular kind of category, a special kind of category, an elite category, if you will. And therefore, I would exclude it, in this case. But not Matanot, which is more general, applies everywhere. Talmud Lomar, Ayal. Therefore, it has the second comparison to a Chaya of Ayal. Amar Papa Abaye. So now we have a couple of attacks on the Braita. Your papa says to Abaye, Imat Svi Vayal, Eino Tovet Pino Noeg Bahen. So Tovet Pino does not apply to Chayot, as we saw in Chulin. Apsule Muktashino Tovet Pino Noeg Bo. So you would think that that would be the case, and that's not the case. Amar Le, and the Maim Adamit Lu. So Abaye turns to Rapapa and says, wait a second. Psule Muktashin's got to be either Chulin or Kodshim. What are you comparing it to? Ila Chulin, O Tovet Pino Noeg Bo. It applies both to Kodshim, as we saw in the Sugyot in the fifth parak in Chulin, and it applies to Chulin. So therefore, whatever you're going to call this thing, it's going to apply. See, Bechor Maaser, you don't have that, because if you call this thing Kodshim, Bechor Maaser don't apply. But here, either way, Bechor Otova Benon applies. Amar Le, so Papa turns to Abaye, evidently anticipating an answer. So why did the Braita not use that sort of argument for Chelev? And say, Lamai Medami the Uilu Chulin Chalban Asur, Vil Kojim Chalban Asur. After all, Chelev and Otobet Beno walk in the same shoes. They're both about Behemah. Otobet Beno does not apply to Chaya, and neither does Chelev. And so therefore, why didn't they use the same argument and say, look, either way, it's either Chulin and Chelev's Asur, or it's Kojim and Chelev's Asur. So, Ella, Lav Mi Amar Ach, Velo Chalban, Amar Nami Ach, Velo Otobet Beno. So why didn't you, Abaye, or why didn't the Braita say that the word Ach limits and says this comparison is only good for Bechor Maaser, not for Chelev, not for Tobino, or in short, not for anything where Chulin and Kodshim are alike? So that was what how Abaye's interaction with Rapapa went. Rava gave a different answer. He said, "Ach lo tumat b'nohu da'ata." The Braita, even though it's said differently, and we'll see how Rava would explain this, but the word Ach is only there to limit Otovet Bno, because the general understanding is that Ach is only going to limit one sort of potential comparison and knock it out. And that's Otovet Bno. Chelbo mi damo nafka. Chelbo, the fact that the Chelev Zasar comes from the word, the fact that the Torah says you can't eat its dam. Dichtiv, raket damo lo tochel. Now there's again Psula Nuktashin. My damo. What do you think the Torah means when it says dam? Ilema damo mamash. If you think it really means dam, lo yehel daman tzvi vayal. Obviously, you can't eat the blood. You can't eat the blood of a chaya or a behema, kodshim chulin. So obviously, you can't eat it. Atu daman tzvi vayal mishari. Ela damo chalbod. What does damo mean? It actually refers to the chalav. It's a masked word for chalav. So v'lichtor v'chalman chalbod. So why doesn't the Torah just say chalbod? So the answer is ikat rachman chalev. If the Torah had said you can't eat its chalev, I mean ahani hakesh vani kri, I would have thought that the comparison to tzvi vayal does some work, and the pasuk chalbo chalbolo tochel does some work, meaning it pushes it in the middle. Ahani hakesh went to mikaret that the hakesh to tzvi vayal would say that the chalev of psul mukdashin is like tzvi vayal. You're not chayav karet for eating it. The chitaka gadu karet achol chel chalev behema hu dichtiv. The Torah says you have karet for eating chelav min habehema. So by comparing psula muktashin to a chaya, it's saying there's no karet. V'hanikra, the pasuk is there for what purpose? To make a malay balav ba'alma, to tell you that it really is asur to eat the chelav in some sense. Therefore, the Torah called chelav dam. Lomar lacha ma damo b'charet af chabol b'charet. Just to, like to tell you, the dam in any case always karet. Chulin, kodshim, chaya behema. Same thing with the chelav here, and the chelav here is not accepted in any way from the din of karet. V'hatana ach v'lo chalbo kalar, but the Tana said ach v'lo chalbo. Didn't say he didn't say that it comes from the word damo. Said it comes from the word ach. So Rava would have to answer as follows: Hachikamar ilu lo namar damo. If I did not have that other pasuk that mentioned damo, hayti omer ach. Then I would have used ach for that v'lo chalbo. Achshav shenemar damo otovet bno hu da'ata. Now ach is there for otovet bno, which is the next step out, and chelev is inferred from the fact that it says dam. Okay, the next piece in the Mishnah was v'enan yotzin l'chulin, that these psulei muktashin do not become fully chulin in order to be able to shear and work them. Menahani mili etan rabbanan, the Torah says, what do you do with psulei muktashim? Tizbach v'achalta basar. Tizbach means you slaughter it, v'lo giza, but you cannot shear it. V'achalta basar, v'lo chalav, you can't drink its milk. V'achalta, v'lo l'klavecha, you eat it, but you can't throw it to your dogs. And that's the source for the idea that you cannot redeem kodshim in order to throw them to the dogs, as if they died, as a treifa. There's several girsot here, but they all come out the same thing. The other version of this braita is that tizbach v'achalta means that the only point at which you're allowed to eat it is from the point of zvicha, meaning the only heter you have in this animal is after shechita. Meaning that you can't drink its milk, and which would be, of course, before Shechita, and you can't shear it, which would, of course, be before Shechita. And you can't work it before Shechita. But the difference is, well, din kodshim lachlan leklavim. However, according to the second version, it would be permissible, once it died, to redeem it and feed it to your dogs, because that is after death. Okay, v'ladan v'chalavan asur lachar pidyonam. We said even after you redeem it, you still cannot use the offspring, which we just sort of gave the source for, or drink its milk. Hechidami. Now, what's the case? And we had this in the previous sugya about the vlad. When did it become conceived? When was it born? Ilem adi abarit yali lachar pidyonan. If you say that everything happened after it was redeemed, amai, why should it be asur? Vlad svi vayal ninu. It's basically like the offspring of a deer or a gazelle. Must be that it was conceived before pinyon and born afterwards. Right? And therefore, so that means that if this animal was conceived and then born after the animal became a balmum, the mother became a balmum, but before she was redeemed, that this offspring is kodesh. Not just that you can't use it, but it's actually a hektesh. The Tana Rabbanan, let's see, in the pasuk at the beginning of Paragimel of Vayikra, where it says that if you want to bring a shlamim im zachar v'im nekeva, which is totally unnecessary because it could have left it blank. As Rashi points out, I would have known that both zachar and nekeva are included because it did not say zachar like with an olah. I would have no reason to think that a female can't be brought. So im zachar nekeva is superfluous. Zachar, the rabotata vlad. It's there to tell you that also vlad kodshim is kodesh. Unekeva, the rabotata tmura. The tmura is also kodesh. Vainly ela vlad tmimin of tmura tmimim. All I know is if the mother was tmima, or the source animal was tmima, that the switch off or the offspring are kodesh. Vlad balimumin, tmurat balimumin minayin. How do I know that even if the mother or the source animal is currently a balmum when it gives birth or when I make the swap out, how do I know that the result is kodesh? Shomer im zachar, abot vlad vlad balimumin, im nekeval abot tmurat balimumin. The extra word of im in each case extends it even to balimumin. Now, otan vladot shalachar pidyonan matealan. Now, the question is, now back to our index case, which is when the animal was redeemed and then it gave birth, but it had conceived earlier, what do we do with it? We know there's a machloket about what to do with the ones that are born before it's redeemed, that we just said are kodesh. Some people say you could even bring on the mizbeach. Others people say it's hekdesh, therefore you have to let it graze until it develops a mum, you know, like an asham, shemetu balea, and then you redeem it. But the lachar pidyonan matealan, what do you do with the ones who were born after redemption? So Rav Huna konsan lekipa vehin metin. Rav Huna says you basically have no choice, and therefore you have to put them into a pen, lock them up, and not feed them, and they die. That's different than chataut metot. We actually kill them, but you let them die. Teheche the avid, because we have no choice. Li krevinu, to bring it as a korban, we can't, because mikoach kedusha dechuya katu. Because they were born of a Baal Mum, so therefore their source is Kedusha that was rejected. Leif for Kinu, to redeem them, we can't do, because lo alim el mitfas pidyonon. They're not Kodesh enough that their money is going to, the value, the money that's given for them, has a deed of Hekdesh. In other words, their strength of Kedusha is not enough to generate Pidyon. Therefore, there's nothing to do with them. Now that was Rav Huna's answer. We're going to deal with this now. Amri Marav Mishmei de Rabbi Chanina. In Eretz Yisrael, the quote of Rabbi Chanina is saying some differently. Samuch lepidyonan matpisan l'shem oto zevach. Just before you redeem them, and we'll see what that means, I designate them for the same korban that the mother was supposed to be. Samuch lepidyonan, what do you mean before redeeming them? Maybe the b'dianinu, there's no reason to redeem them, because after all, they're tmimim. Ela ema samuch lepidyon, and we just said that they're not strong enough to generate pidyon. Ela ema samuch lepidyon iman matpisan l'shem oto azavach. Remember, this is an animal that was born after pidyon. So we say just at that point, you designate it for the same korban the mother was supposed to be, which means Rav Chanina disagrees with Rav Huna, says you could bring it. So Tam amai, what's the reason? Rav Levi gzeira shemi gadol mi'an adarim adarim. He says, because we're concerned that you're going to let these things live instead of killing them, and therefore, as a result, you're going to end up with flocks of them, meaning that they're going to be around, and somebody's going to shear it, somebody's going to work it, somebody's going to milk it, and somewhere there's going to be a violation. So right away, we designated it for korban. Now, Barmine Ravina Rav Sheshet, so he asked the following question. Maushmat Pisa Mechol Zevach Shir Tzev. What Chavina said was that you could be matfis it, you could designate it for the same korban that the mother was designated for. The mother was a shlomim, you can make it a shlomim. Can you designate it for another korban? Amale in matfisan. Sheshit said you can't. So my time, Amale gamar bisharecha bisharecha mi bechor. Because a shor psule mukdashin is eaten bisharecha in your cities. And the word bisharecha is also used in bechor, as you see the two psukim on the page. Ma bechor matfisan lechol zevach shir said, just like with a bechor, you cannot designate it for any other korban. You can't be marked for something else. It is a bechor. Afani, same thing with Psul Mekdash and Pisam Lachol Zevach Shir Tzeh. You cannot designate them for something else. Okay? Now, Tanya Kavater Ravah Sheshet. We have a long brayta and a very significant brayta for our sugya that supports Rav Sheshet's ruling. Maybe. We'll see. Kodshim shekadam mumkavu lekdishan v'niftu, which is exactly like our Mishnah. Kodshim, where the mum came first, miniftu chayvin b'chorav matanot, bein lifnei pidyonan, bein lachar pidyonan, and whether before or after the pidyon, hagozez v'avoyed b'ayin eno sefek atar b'ayim, so you don't get makot for doing either of those things, it's not hektish at all, bein lifnei pidyonan, bein lachar pidyonan, eno sin tmura, you cannot generate tmura from them, before or after, lifnei pidyonan mo'alin b'ayin, but before pidyon there is me'ila, Lachar pidyonan ein moalin b'hem. That's something we're not going to deal with in this sugya about why me'ilah would apply if you were to get benefit from the animal before pidyon. Vladotehem chol. The vladot are totally chol, meaning they're not hektesh at all. We're going to see a summary statement in a minute. V'divdina t'mimim. And you can redeem them without the mamum. Pitzan lechozer asher yotzei. And you can use them for any other korban. They're right, basically chulin, and you could designate them for any other sort of korban. Kalosh davar. What's the rule? Harehem kechulin lechol divrehem. They are 100% chulin. Ve'ein lahem mitzela mitzvat ilui bilvad. All you really have to do is to give them a value and then redeem them. In other words, they have some sort of value. You should regard them as hekdesh for their value, but that's it. And that is why before pidyon there's a din of me'ilah, because it basically got to buy it. Okay. Now, second half is but if there was a it was hekdesh before the full moon came on, just like our Mishnah, viniftu, and then you redeem them, pturim min habchorah min hamatanot, just like a Mishnah. Bein lefei pinyon, lefei pinyonan, bein lachar pinyonan, hagozeis vaved bam sofeket arbaim. You get makot for Giza Vavoda, whether or not you had already redeemed it, and that's clear in the Torah. Lo yavod b'chor shiro, etc. Vein lifnei pinyonan, bein lachar pinyonan, osin t'mura. They could generate t'mura either way. Lifnei pinyonan mo'alin b'hem, lachar pinyonan ein mo'alin b'hem. Again, that's the point of pinyon, is to remove the possibility of me'ila. V'ladotehen kodesh, v'ein lifdin t'mimin. You cannot redeem them while they're t'mimin. V'ein ma'pisan l'chol zerach shiyotze. And you cannot designate them for just any korban. That's the way we're going to read it right now. It seems to support Rav Sheshet that says, in this case, which is exactly the case he dealt with, you cannot designate them for some other korban, only for the one the mother had. They're 100% hektish. The only hektish you have is to eat them as chulin. But you can't use them for anything else, and they still generate the tmur, etc. Now, that's the Braita. This Braita supports Rav Sheshet and seems to hurt Rav Huna's claim that says that you can't do anything with these animals. Because it says that in matpis on the chol zerach shiyotze, it sounds like you could be matpis them for their mother's korban. Why was there the rule at the end of the resha? It was there to allude to the fact that if you shecht them b'chutz, you're patur, which is in our Mishnah, was not in the Braita. What's that for? Latui chelbo is there to tell you that the chelev is asur. Now, Amar Mar, ein niftin. Now let's look back at the Braita. So first of all, it means you can't redeem them when they're tmimim. This is in the second case. Ha balimum mifriki. It sounds like you could redeem them when they're balimum against Rav Huna. Now the chol shiyotzehude in mapisan, and it said you can't designate them for just any korban. Haloto zevach mapisan. Sounds like you could designate them for the korban of their mother. So how could you have a case where you can mapis them for the mother zevach, and they could redeem them b'mumun? So if they had a mum, so name it to the Rav Huna. So this challenged Rav Huna, said they have to die. So Rav Huna, he said, who adim afilu balimum in niftin. He said, even balimum can't be redeemed. Why did it say you can't redeem them as tmimim? Since the Reisha said, in the case where the moon was first, you could redeem them even if they're tmimim. And for it says you can't redeem them tmimim, but you can't even redeem them balimum, according to him. It's what we call parallel construction. Since in the Reisha it says you could designate them for any korban you want, the Sefer said you can't designate them for any korban you want. But the reality is, according to Rav Huna, you can't designate them for any korban. Okay, Vashochtan b'chutz patur. Okay, now this is, Rashi points out, is in the Braita. This also may be an alternate version in our Mishnah, as we'll see. But it seems to be that this is following the Braita. And it says that if you shecht these outside your patur, Rav Huna matni chayav, like in our Mishnah, that you are chayav for shechitat chutz. But this says about mum. How can you be chayav for shkitat chutz? If you remember back in Zvachim, when he talked about the sugya, I mean, imalu yerdu, imalu lo yerdu, a korban that goes up can't be brought down, depending how badly it's disfigured. Rabbi Kiva is of the opinion that balei mumim imalu lo yerdu, they stay on the mizbeach. That's only talking about very fine mumim like dukin shabayin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, therefore, since it would be accepted on the mizbeach b'diavad, therefore if you shecht it b'chutz you're chayav, and that's what it's talking about. What do we do with the tmura that's made after the pinyon? In other words, in the second half of our braita, when you had an animal that was hektesh proper and then the mum came, even after you redeem it, you could generate a tmura, but a tmura from after pinyon has to die. Same thing as we had before with Rav Huna, my time, because the answer is Echel Yavid, you have no choice. Likurvi, I can't bring it as a korban, kochidusha dechuyakati, it's the tmura of a balmum. Lifaka, I can't redeem it, lo'alimele mitvas pidyona, it's not strong enough to generate pinyon because it comes from an animal that was made a tmura after its own pinyon. Hekach meta has to die. Why can't the balim eat it? As a regular chulin. After all, it is a balmum. Chima benzu the tmurat b'chor maaser. Think about this. If you have a b'chor that becomes a balmum, you give it to the kohen, he eats it in Dafula, wherever he is. If you have a maaser behema that becomes a balmum, you eat it at home. And then what do you do with the tmurat? Tmurat b'chor maaser. Hein v'ladan v'lad v'ladan atzof ha'olam harein k'b'chor maaser. If you have the tmurat of a b'chor maaser, them and their children, for all the generations, have a din of Bechor Maaser, which means V'yachlu Mulam Abalim. If it's a Balmum, it itself, not the source, if it itself is a Balmum, then you eat it, the Kohen eats it at home, and you eat the Maaser at home. So Amar Abaye, Zeshem Yimolav, Zeshem Yimolav. The answer is very simply that with the Tmura, it is called after what its source is, which we're calling its mother. Zekulo Tmurat Bechor Maaser Mikaria. The Tmura of Bechor Maaser is called a Bechor Maaser. Or tmurat b'chor maaser. And what do we know about b'chor maaser? Ma b'chor maaser b'mumran mitachlin abalim after ratan mitachla. Same thing with the tmura. It can be eaten b'mumran by its owners. V'zeh sheni mo'alav, but this tmurat kodshim, there's a shlamim that became disfigured, and then you made a tmura out of it. Tmurat kodshim mikarya. So ma kodshim lo mitachliya el pinyonan. You el pinyon, you cannot eat kodshim that developed the mum unless you actually redeem them. Not like b'chor maaser. After matanim, lo mitachli el pinyon. You have to redeem them, and here you can't redeem them because v'alolim lo mitpas pinyona, because not strong enough to generate pinyon, and therefore it has to die. Tanya kamatir Rav Nachman. We have a support for that statement of right of that supports Rav Nachman. Minayin the tmurat psula mukdashin shemeta. Talmud Lomar. How do we know that if you have psula mukdashin and you made a tmur from it that it has to die because it's in sort of in a no man's land? Talmud Lomar mima'aleha gera tamei. In the famous pasuk about non-kosher animals, it says, this is what you may not eat from those that chew their cud and from those that have split hooves, and it lists the four animals that have one siman each. But why does it say it that way? It says, to tell you, there are animals that are fully have simanim, you still can't eat them. And so therefore, here you could have an animal, it's got all the simanim and everything else, but because it's in this no man's land, and that's the tmurat psula muktashin, you can't eat it. So, but wait a second, we use that pasuk for the famous five chatot that have to die. You can't eat them, and they have to die, and that is chatat shemetu balea, chatat shenkapu balea, a tmurat chatat, vlad chatat, talking about the famous five chatot. Now the answer is, ahumi arfisei parsat tamei nafka. We get that from the second half of the pasuk. So there's other animals that have full simanim that have to die. So tanam yachi and I'm a chamesh chatot meitot tamalom arfisei parsat tamei. So we have a bright that supports that it comes from that second phrase. Wait, chamesh chatot meitot hilchatag mirila. We know that that's halachal moshe misinai. Elaki ata kral tumat asham. It's not there for chamesh chatot meitot. It's there for tumat asham. Because tumat hasham, like tumat chatat, can't be used, and therefore it has to die. But tumat hasham doesn't have to die. It has to have ri'iyah, which means it goes and grazes, gets a mum, then you redeem it, etc. Tumat hasham nami hilchatahi, because there's a general halacha moshe misinai, which is kol sheba chatat meita b'hasham ro'a. Anything where, if in that case it was a chatat, it would have to die, one of those five categories, then if it is an hasham in the same category, it grazes. Doesn't have to die, it grazes, gets a mum, you redeem it, etc. Now, Leolam Chamesh Chataot Meitot. Our pasuk is about Chamesh Chataot Meitot. We said that's halacha moshe misinai. We said it's tarech krav, it's tarech hilchata. We need both the pasuk and the halacha. Why? Dim mikrav yameina l'riyah. If I only had the pasuk, all I know is I can't eat it. I would think it grazes and I redeem it. K'mashlan hilchata l'mita, therefore the halacha l'moshe v'sinai tells me has to die. V'mihilchata, if I only have the halacha l'moshe v'sinai, havei amena, hechata avad ikri v'achal mehani chamesh chavataot, if I went ahead and actually ate from one of these chamesh chavataot metot, isura ika lav leka, there's just an isur ba'alma, but not a real lav. K'mashlan deika lav, therefore I have the mikra to tell me, tamehu, and lo, you can't eat it. The other possibility is lakushet davar bam malegra ram mafriser parsa, and the mafriser parsa is now set up to represent the chamesh chatot. Even though now in this position we don't need it at all because of the halacha l'moshe v'sinai, to establish a parallel to malegra, which is tumat pesul amukdashin. Mal alan mitav kan mita, just like chamesh chatot die, so tumat pesul amukdashin have to die. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up in the next podcast with the fourth Mishnah and the fifth Mishnah, which are brought together. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.